You may remember there was good news from the United Nations recently. It lowered its estimate of the number of people with HIV and AIDS worldwide to 33 million. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention may have to change its estimate of people infected with HIV here in the U.S., but this new estimate would go up, NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The CDC is willing to explain how it now counts cases of HIV, but officials won't say exactly how many are infected until the calculations have been independently reviewed. Since 2001, CDC's estimate of HIV infections has held steady at about 40,000 new infections each year, based on reports provided by about 33 states. Dr. Robert Jansen, the director of the CDC's HIV and AIDS Prevention Division, says that over that period of time, they didn't really see that much change in people with the disease.
The problem with the stability of the 40,000 overall is it may mask changes in specific populations, you know, racial ethnic populations or at-risk populations such as men who have sex with men or injecting drug users.
Studies have started showing increased rates among gay and bisexual men. The numbers may also be going up because the population of the country is growing. More states have begun reporting HIV infections and not just AIDS to the CDC. Even so, that does not tell you exactly how many people are infected in a given year.
The reports of HIV diagnoses are dependent upon, first, that someone actually gets tested. We know that a number of people don't get tested until they develop AIDS. So that's years after they became infected. So it's difficult then to use those data to go back and say, well, if we're seeing an increase in HIV diagnoses, that must mean new HIV infections are going up, and you just can't draw that relationship.
Now researchers have developed a test that doesn't just diagnose HIV, it separates the recently infected from those who have been infected for longer periods of time.
It is a test that is able to determine that people have lower levels of antibodies than people with long-term infection.
And this should allow the CDC to better estimate the magnitude of the epidemic in the country in 2005, the year in which the calculation is being done. Those who have spoken with federal officials say the revised number shows annual infections are closer to 55,000 than the old estimate of 40,000. Advocates like Rebecca Hegg of the AIDS Action Council have been saying the CDC has been underestimating HIV spread for some time. She sees it as a mark of failed policies that have underfunded prevention efforts.
I applaud the CDC's efforts to try to get that number more accurate, but you will notice nobody there has actually been denying that the number will be higher. But whether it's higher or not, we've failed for the last 10 years to reduce the number of new infections. 1.2 million people in this country are living with HIV, and half those people are not in medical care. So we need a national AIDS strategy so that we can really begin to tackle this problem.
Ultimately, the final estimate could change once a scientific journal completes a review of the CDC's methods, and that is not expected until early 2008. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.